These are waterless springs and mists driven by a storm. For them the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved. For, speaking loud boasts of folly, they entice by sensual passions of the flesh those who are barely escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom. But they themselves are slaves of corruption, for whatever overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved. For after they have escaped the defilements of the world, through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. The last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them. What the true proverb says has happened to them. The dog returns to its own vomit, and the sow, after washing herself, returns to wallow in the mire. 2 Peter 2:17-22. Jesus said, "And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would it that you were either cold or hot. And so because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked." Revelation 3:14-17. It was once enough to say that you were an American, but now we're being driven into pens that demand of us to set a priority in our identification as people. Once upon a time, and this is not a fictional story, but the story of the birth and growth of a nation and those who would take refuge of her, she began as a blessing from God, the Creator. She was brought about from duress, and she overcame, and she welcomed into her bosom those seeking refuge. She provided from her lands as she was rich in resources, and she herself became rich in culture. As those who came to her became a part of her, and all worked together to increase the quality of life, not only on her shores, but across the globe. She was destined for great things, and she fulfilled by the faithfulness of her people the mission given her. Around the globe, she sent out messengers who proclaimed the word of God, and she was instrumental in the reviving of a lost nation, the nation of Israel, and she helped many who could not help themselves. Her heart was led by those who served the Lord God, and she prospered by his hand. Today, she's a threat not only to herself, but she, in her lack of leadership, is a threat to the world. How far she has fallen. The changes were at first subtle, but the blood now being spilled is not something that can go unnoticed and will call for an accounting of it. And there is a judge who will ask for that, but he is not yet returned for that day. You see, when infection sets in, as has happened here, unless the spread is stopped, it will continue to spread throughout the body until a toxicity sets in and sepsis, which brings death, arrives. It is to the church that the addressing of those wounds and the changing of the dressings fell, and she did not guard her own heart. And because of this, within her now there struggles a body of people who identify somewhere in their descriptions of themselves as Christians. I found an article by a Billy Hollowell from the 24th of April of 2023 that I thought was interesting to share with you. It says, "The portion of born-again Christians who believe Jesus was sinless during his time on earth has declined significantly, according to a new survey. The American Worldview Inventory 2023 found just 44% of born-again Christians believe Jesus didn't commit any sins during his life on earth, and that's down from 58% in 2020. The survey conducted by the Cultural Research Center in Arizona Christian University also yielded a number of other troubling results. But the rejection of the sinless nature of Christ is a finding that directly violates Scripture. The Bible proclaims in 1 Peter 2:22, he committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. And in 1 John 3:5, it reads, you know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. And there are also other scriptures affirming similar sentiments. But the changes in religious devotion overall, and through all the statistics focused on born-again Christians, these are perhaps among the most alarming. Two of the biggest negative transformations surround assessments of God's calling and a deep commitment to one's personal faith. The percentage of born-again adults who believe that they have a unique, God-given calling or purpose for their life has been cut nearly in half, from 88% to 46%. And the second major reorientation was a 35-point swing regarding born-again individuals claiming that they are deeply committed in practicing of their faith. It continued, the proportion dropped by a very robust 85% in 2020 to merely half of that group, 50% in 2023. And another disturbing trend was the decrease among born-again Christians in the belief that human life is sacred. In 2020, 60% of Christians answered affirmatively to that question. And in 2023, it's down to 48%. There was even a 6-point decrease in the belief that God is the basis of all truth, down from 69% in 2020 to 63% in 2023. But among all of the U.S. adults, the percentage of the population with a biblical worldview that has decreased 6% to 4%, shedding further light on the lostness of the culture. Too many identify themselves in too many ways before they identify as Christians. And there are those who identify as such who are hearers of the word and not doers, and those who do and have listened but have not heard. There are those that the Lord Jesus calls out from within, those who gather as the church body, as you have not fully given of yourself to Jesus and have yet to see and hear and to believe that he is who he says he is and will do as he says he will do. If you identify first as anything but a disciple of Christ, then that identification is the priority in your life. And you will see all things through that lens. And it will be that filter that you will hear what is being said to you. Listen, I say today, to his words. Revelation 3:17, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Revelation 3:18, those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Hear him, he says, come and follow me. Leave behind the things of the world. Leave behind those things that bind you to it. Seek the fullness of God and the riches of heaven. Revelation 3:19-22, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Hear him. Come, follow me. Leave behind the things of the world. Leave behind those things that bind you to it, and seek the fullness of God and the riches of heaven. Heavenly Father, every day there's a headline from somewhere about the condition of the church. One day we read that people are falling away, and the next how people are spending more time in your word, but in talking to them, they have not understanding of it, nor of the warnings and the promises that fill it. Lord, today we lift up those who are neither cold nor hot, as they have not fully surrendered to you, nor have they accepted your gift of salvation in all its fullness. Rather, they've chosen to keep active within themselves that which will keep them tied to the world. Their beliefs are far from the calling which they have had placed upon them, and as such, it will be worse for them after having heard the truth than if they had not heard or claimed parts of the truth in their lives. Lord, may they hear you knocking today. May they see you standing at the door today. May they open their hearts today and welcome you in. And may they, like you, be overcomers of this world and embrace the beauty of life and the hope that is in you. The things of this world are quickly coming to a close. Father, help them in their unbelief to believe. They once claimed you as their own, but now they, for whatever reason, have abandoned what they once knew to be true, your word, your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Help them to find the strength to fall upon their knees before you. Help them, Lord, to come out of this world and know life and stand for it as it is a gift from you. It is a grave mistake to identify as something you're not. And to believe that you can is not a matter of being happy or sad. Rather, it is a matter of life and death. Create in us a new heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. And this we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen.